Hi everyone. Can I take this off? Yeah. Over here is my dad, Chris Fox, and over here is my mom, Jo Fox. Can I take this off or is it? Okay. I kind of like to walk. So I'm Tori. I'm super excited to be with you all, and I'm so honored that Nancy and Byron invited me. I love them. We've been a part of their family for a few years now, and I'm just so blessed by them. But I wanted to kind of share with you guys what I'm doing. So I'm with Overland Missions, and I think some of you know a little bit about Overland, but basically what I'll be doing is I'll be going to Cambodia and living among the people there and discipling and, just making disciples there and working with the women there. The Lord has put on my heart women in sex trafficking and walking alongside with them and getting them out of that. And so I'm super excited about that. But a little bit more about me. So I wanted to share my testimony with you all. When I first went to Zambia, I gave my life to the Lord when I was like 5, but I always, I was always so fearful. Like fear just had a huge hold of my life. And I was just a super shy kid, and Nancy and Byron can attest to that. As I went to Zambia for the first time on my first mission trip, I was just ridden with anxiety, and the enemy was just combating me with all these negative thoughts and anxious thoughts that I could not get rid of. And the Lord just completely healed me in an instant just by hearing somebody else's testimony of being healed of anxiety. And in that moment, I knew that the Lord was calling me to the nations. And with all of the lies of the enemy out of my head, I could sense the Lord's voice so clearly. And he told me that he's giving me a new mind, a temple in my mind, a place of peace. And I know that's what he wants to say to the kids in America who are dealing with, anxiety and depression and all those things. But we know that Jesus has authority over those things, amen, and we're dead to those things and we're alive in him. And so so from that place, like I said, I knew that I wanted to go to Asia, and I never expected to do missions. I never thought that would be where my life would take me, where the Lord would take me, but I knew that I was going there, and so the Lord put Cambodia on my heart specifically, and he showed me, gave me a vision of just seeing the gospel spread like wildfire around Cambodia and eventually to the nations in China and all those different places that are more closed off. And I know the Lord wants to do a complete Holy Spirit revival there and seeing people run with the gospel. And that's what Overland believes in, and that's what I'm so excited to share with you all is just going into the area and spearheading the gospel, telling people about Jesus to the most remote places that have never heard his name before. And walking alongside those people then and discipling them and, planning house churches basically and just seeing people run, like I said, with the gospel and share the light with all those around them. And it's just been so cool to see because the people are so hungry. They're so hungry for the word and so hungry for the light of Jesus because there is, especially in Cambodia with the recent genocide, that happened a few years back. And people there are vulnerable and in desperate need of just hope and light. And so when we come in with the Holy Spirit and with the gospel, it's like clicks, why not? Like, this is exactly what I need. And we see lives transformed completely. And it's a beautiful thing. And so a testimony I wanted to share from Cambodia. This woman, our team got to minister to this elderly lady who had terrible dreams for years. She had dreams that her husband was killing her at night over and over again, just would not stop. And so our team got to minister with her, share the gospel, and she accepted Jesus. And we asked her if she needed prayer for anything, and she shared her story. And she said, I don't know what this is. It will not go away. And our team immediately, you know, recognized it was a demonic attack on her life. And in the name of Jesus, completely broke that off of her. And she did not have dreams ever again. And later on that week, we saw her granddaughter. And her granddaughter said, who are you? What did you do to my grandma? She said, she's been having these dreams. She's never slept once. I've never seen her have a peaceful night in my life. And we got to share with her the love of God. And she was like, I want whatever you shared with my grandmother. I want that, God. And it's just stories like that, that are just waiting to happen. You know, like people need to hear him and they're just waiting. Somebody just needs to go out. And so I wanted to share that with you and share that if the Lord is putting the nations on your heart, if that's something you feel like is pressed upon you, I encourage you, now is the time. There's no better time today, right? Because Jesus is coming back soon. We want him to come back soon, and we just don't have enough time. We don't have enough time to just paint fences and plant churches, which is awesome. Those are good things, but what's better is just getting the gospel to people, changing lives, seeing lives transformed, and seeing them go out with the same message. And I believe that's the heart of Jesus, and that's what he wants to do in the nation. And also around America, and that's why I want to share with you all too, is don't want you to look at me and say, oh, only the missionaries can do that. You're also a missionary, right? You carry the hope of glory in you. And I love this church. You guys preach the new creation. We're a new creation, right? And that means that we're dead to ourselves and Jesus lives in us. And when we understand that, that's when the Holy Spirit can speak. I'm going to wrap up real soon. But I was reading in Acts 2 this morning in light of Pentecost. And I love Acts, but a couple times throughout the book, it mentions, there's this wording in there that I love. It says, for example, I think it's Acts. I have it pulled up, actually. Let's see. Oh, maybe I don't. Oh, yeah, okay, Acts 8. In Acts 8:35, Philip is talking to the eunuch, and it says, then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. This is when he hops into the chariot and like shares the gospel with the eunuch. And but all it says is simply, Philip opened his mouth. He just opened his mouth in obedience, and the Holy Spirit spoke for him. And when we recognize that, when we just walk in obedience to that, the Holy Spirit does all the work. That's what I've learned, is that, once again, we're dead, and he lives within us, and he speaks through us. And from that, you know, the eunuch said, what prevents me from being baptized right now, you know? And that's what we're seeing in the nations. That's what we're seeing, especially here in America, too. People are hungry. People are hungry for hope. And so I just wanted to share that with you and encourage you that you have the hope of glory in you. And when we step out in obedience, he works for us. He honors that obedience. So I want to pray over you all and just bless this time. Lord, thank you for this church. I just pray blessings over every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, that they would walk in obedience to you, complete allegiance to you, Father, and that every idol would fall down. And that we would walk in your love and your peace to the people around us in this community. Lord, bless this church, bless this people. In your name, amen. Thank you.